some of the other regulatory decisions that have been made recently that had a very immediate effect on producers are there were three rules that were finalized in 2019 under the Trump administration that dealt with the economic impact of an ESA listing. It required Fish and Wildlife to consider economic impact when it was debating whether or not to list a species. Also simplified the process for interagency consultation, meaning cutting down on the red tape that something like USDA or another agency has to go through when they are contemplating a decision that could potentially affect a threatened or endangered species. And then also having a blanket 4D rule, what we call blanket 4D rule, which basically means that threatened species get the exact same protections against take, against potential impacts, as an endangered species, pretty much doing away with that distinction between the two. All three of those were vacated by the by a judge in the Northern District of California, which essentially stripped them from the books overnight. That poses a big problem for us. First of all, because we didn't get an opportunity to submit comments. It was a court decision rather than a regulatory process, so that cuts out some stakeholder input there, obviously. But also because those reverted back to pre-2019 definitions overnight. So for producers, let's say you're in an area of Texas or you're in an area of Colorado where they're considering introducing a 10J population, a non-essential experimental population of an affected species to see if they can rebuild the species. In the past, they would have had to consider the economic impact that that might have on the local community. Let's take, as an example, a predator species like gray wolves. They would have had to account for the fact that depredation, stress on livestock, all of those various impacts of having an apex predator in the environment, they would have had to account for the losses that that'll bring to cattle producers and weigh that up in their decision. That requirement is now gone. So they're purely looking at it from a species perspective, not how the species fits into rural communities and larger ecosystems.